Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Coves Show. In this week's episode, I ask you whether you can handle the truth, both giving it and receiving it, and discovering it for yourself. Truth can be painful, but it's essential. If you deny truth, it's a recipe for disaster. The other benefit of handling truth is that the more truth you speak, the less memory you need to cover up any lies. Stick around, I'll share more with you. This weekly show is founded on the formula SA plus P equals S, self-awareness plus passion equals success. Your self-awareness and you pursuing your passion will give you a most amazingly successful life. Since 1993, when I left my successful legal career, I have provoked, inspired, educated people about the power of passion in your life and how discovering it and pursuing it is the key to live a magnificent life. I've spoken at conferences, run workshops, one-on-one executive coaching, and I've written two books on passion, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, both of which are available to purchase and to study and to be inspired by. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my nice red jacket, red the colour of passion. So I hope when you see red, if you're watching this on YouTube and not just listening as a podcast, when you see red, you think of passion and it provokes you to ask the question, am I pursuing my passion? I explore one big idea in each show, and this is episode 50, believe it or not, so it's 50 big ideas I've explored so far, many more to come. If I give you too many ideas, you get confused. By exploring one idea in some depth, it helps you think about, to contemplate during the course of each week, how am I handling that? How can I use that idea to help me be successful? Together with this idea, I share some resources to help you implement the idea. A song, the lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, a health tip, a spiritual tip, and some humour. Life was not meant to be serious. This show is not politically correct. I reject political correctness, the idea of political correctness, and is particularly relevant at this time of handling the truth. Because if you cease to handle the truth because you want to be politically correct, your life is heading down the route of disaster. Not only am I not politically correct, I'm in favour of certain addictions, and one of them, as regular viewers and listeners know, is coffee. Oh, I love the stuff. This show also subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. We have a human spirit. We have far more than is just the physical and the mental. We have the mental, the physical, and the spiritual. So, before I get into the big idea, a quick review of the week in Australia and around the planet. The big news in Australia is the outrageous lack of purported justice for our Attorney General in this country, Christian Porter, who has been accused of raping someone 33 years ago when he was 17 years of age. That person who allegedly accused him, didn't want the police to take action, didn't make a sworn statement, has taken her own life, has had mental problems all her life, and now the lynch mob says there needs to be an inquiry about this. It is an egregious breach of our principles of law in the Western world, not just in Australia, and it is politically driven. I'm pleased that the Prime Minister is rejecting the nonsense, but it's outrageous what is happening in the mainstream media and the total denial of justice. As a lawyer, I assure you it is an absolute disgrace. It is nonsensical. It is wrong, and it must be resisted. And anybody and any journalist who is pushing this line, I urge you to write to those journalists and tell them that they're quite wrong. Absolutely wrong. I became a lawyer because I was interested in justice. What's happening to Australia's Attorney General is the antithesis of justice. The other thing that's happening is the vaccine rollout. Oh, what joy, the vaccine rollout. If you study this whole issue of the mRNA alleged vaccine, many experts say it's not a vaccine at all. Rolling out this vaccine for something that is like the flu, the coronavirus, when you look at the death rate from it, it is absurd. I say it's absurd. And I tell you, dear viewer, dear listener, I will not be taking a vaccine. The response to coronavirus has been disproportionate, remains disproportionate. The cost to small and medium enterprises is massive. The deaths of despair are massive. The mental health issues are massive. Nothing like the number of deaths from coronavirus, which are far, far lower. And remarkably, deaths from all other causes have lowered dramatically. You look at the numbers, do your study, form your opinion, find the truth, since this week we're talking about handling the truth. I've also this week done a fair bit of learning online for investment strategies, attracting equity investment, and also a global podcasting summit, it was described. Interesting insights on the value, the benefits, the opportunities from podcasting. The other big thing that's happening in Australia is the ridiculous increase in house prices. Well, that's easy to do when interest rates are so low and are predicted to remain low. And the whole question of what is the value of anything? It's really quite remarkable seeing different views of economists and trying to work out, gosh, what would you do? What predictions can you make? And of course, the answer is no one knows what's going to happen. No one knows what's going to happen to Bitcoin or other digital currencies, or indeed, what is the value of currency of all of these debts of countries? And so in that incredibly complex question, each one of us has to come to this decision of saying, gosh, what is a successful life for me? How do I want to live my life? What do I need to learn? What are the questions to which I want answers? And am I going to simply listen to what other people say, or am I going to dig deeper? That's a question that each one of us has to answer. And the other thing that's happened during the week is, you'll be pleased to know, I'm sure, is that I've maintained my exercise regime. I urge you also to maintain your exercise regime. This magnificent body, that universe that God has given to you, to me, if you don't look after it, it breaks down. Now, to today's big idea. Before I do, I invite you to subscribe to this podcast, to this YouTube channel. Click on the red bell on the subscribe button on the YouTube channel. Please share the podcast and the YouTube with your family, friends, networks if you think it's of value. You can sign up for Passion Points to Ponder on either of our websites, covest.com and charlescovest.com. And those two websites talk about corporate programs and individual programs on the one hand, and the self-awareness and passion quest on charlescovest.com on the other hand. So, today's big idea. Can you handle the truth, both giving it and receiving it? I say if you deny what's true for you, it's a recipe for disaster. I want to explore this question of truth, because truth in the mainstream media is getting hammered, decimated. You see, what is true? I say it's true that there are males and females as a matter of science. There's a tiny proportion of people who identify in some other way. But to destroy what is true in the name of not offending or triggering somebody, I say, is a nonsense. I reject it. If you spend your life worried about whether you're going to trigger somebody and you stop speaking the truth, that is a nonsense. It is a recipe for disaster. And I say there are global forces at play to make you not speak the truth. Buckminster Fuller. Regular viewers and listeners know I'm a big fan of Bucky. He was awarded 47 honorary doctorates. In his final book, I've quoted this to you before, but I quote it again. He wrote his book Critical Path, and he had this to say. He wrote the book because of my driving conviction that all of humanity is in peril of extinction if each one of us does not dare, now and henceforth, always to tell only the truth and all the truth, and to do so promptly right now. I think Bucky could see what was happening, and if we refuse to speak the truth, if we refuse to say that men who claim to be women competing against women in sports is wrong, if you refuse to say that, you are denying truth, you are colluding in falsehood, it is a recipe for disaster. And our future is in peril if we can't speak what's true. Now, there is truth out there. So the question is, what stops you from speaking the truth? What stops you from giving truth? And what stops you from receiving it? If you've got people around you and you have this attitude that you're not interested in hearing, in receiving truth, then you're not going to receive it. And the question that I urge you to think about is, gosh, am I willing to receive truth about me, of what my impact is on other people, of what other people think about my performance in a work environment, for example? Can you handle the truth? As that famous quote from the movie, A Few Good Men. Jack Nicholson said, you can't handle the truth. And Tom Cruise says, I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Well, can you handle the truth? One of the challenges of truth is that it can be painful. It can be scary. We fear it. And during the week with a friend of mine, Robert Middleton in the US, we were reminded of the value of fearlessness. When you are born, you are fearless. Babies are fearless, almost fearless. There's only two fears that we have, psychologists tell us. Fear of loud noise, fear of falling. That state of fearlessness is the real us. Psychologists say that our two basic emotions are love and fear. And when we're born, we are come from a spiritual state of love. No fear, very little fear. And this fearless state, if you are fearless, then you will have no problems speaking the truth, giving truth, and receiving it. So this question of how fearful are we? How fearful are you? What would be possible for you if you were fearless? If you went back to who you are, not to become fearless, but to revert to fearlessness. So let's look at what some of your fears are in speaking truth in relationships. Are you speaking the truth in your relationship? Do you love the person that you're with, or do you really, has the love died? Do you want to be in the relationship? Have you asked your partner, do you really want to be in this relationship? Because maybe your partner is not telling you the truth. And maybe your spouse, your partner is not telling you the truth because he or she doesn't believe you could handle it. In work teams, what is your level of commitment? Do you believe you're committed? Is it true that you're committed? What do other people think of your commitment? I have worked in teams where different people have different views about what commitment means. And if a team member or a number of team members think other team members aren't committed, that affects the dynamics of the team in dental practices, in legal practices, in large corporations that I've worked in. Truth-telling sessions are crucial ways in which teams improve. In sporting teams, you see it many times where a team is struggling, the team sits around and then speaks what's true. In a facilitated structure, and I have run many of these facilitated type conversations around what is true, what upsets people, how are we going to move forward? It's like taking a large number of laxatives when you create the truth-telling environment. In fact, when I say I'm a passion provocateur, people say, what's a passion provocateur, laughingly? And I say, I'm like a mental laxative. I unblock constipated thinking. Is your thinking constipated through lack of truth-telling, lack of truth-receiving? What's the truth about your career? Are you really loving your career, or are you stuck in your career because you prefer the security to pursuing passion? What is the truth? Are you willing to tell yourself? What about truth in politics? There's that old gag that says, how do you know when a politician is lying? His lips are moving. Do you believe what politicians are telling you? I do not. Very rarely do I believe that politicians are telling us what's the truth. There is a big game going on, and I certainly don't believe what's being told to us about coronavirus. And so we need to demand more truth from our politicians. We'll never get all the truth, but we need to demand more. When we don't speak the truth, life becomes difficult. When you lie to yourself, life becomes difficult. Just imagine if you came to me and said, how do I get to Darwin? I would say to you, well, where are you? And you tell me, you're in Sydney. I'll give you instructions. However, the truth is, you're in Perth, not Darwin. And so if you don't tell me the truth about where you're at, I can't give you good advice, useful advice, because you haven't spoken the truth about where you are at. When you refuse to speak truth, you are taking the easy road. And I think as a general proposition, when you look for the easy road, your life will become very difficult. Don't take the easy road. Learn to speak the truth. Learn to handle the truth, to receive the truth. And your life will clarify. It will be harder than telling lies in the short term. It will be magnificent in the long term. Think about truth. What is true for you? And the quote again from A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. Great line. Can you handle the truth? My song for the week, by Billy Joel, honesty. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you. Check out the words, listen to the song. My book for the week is by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi called Flow, F-L-O-W, being in flow. So here's where truth comes about, because when you are pursuing what you're truly passionate about, you are in the state of flow. Difficult becomes easy. Look up Flow. It's a great, great book. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi is now based in the US, but he came from Hungary. That's why I can pronounce his name. My spiritual tip for you is to meditate on the question, what would be possible for you if you were fearless? And fearlessness is one of the 10 F words that are part of our spirituality, are ways that you identify the spiritual elements of your life. My health tip for you is to, again, I've mentioned this before, I urge you to collate all of your health records in one place, because this collation of health records gives you clues on your journey. And speaking of health, I went to a new health practitioner this week. I've been having breathing problems. I go, what's all this about? And I went to a new health practitioner and got brilliant insights. If you want the name of holistic health practitioners, get in touch. I'm happy to share them with you. And now it's time for a bit of humor. Couple of jokes for you. I think there's something wrong with my wife, Julie. She's hallucinating. She keeps telling me she's seeing other men. And my second joke is about a girlfriend with her boyfriend. She said, I told you I'm on a strict plant-based diet. Boyfriend says, don't worry. These burgers are all plant-based. Mmm, yummy, she says. What plant is this from? He says, it's from a meatpacking plant. Love it. So, that's about it. Think about how this week's big idea can help you liberate to be unconstipated in your thinking and your behavior with your willingness to embrace more truth in your life. I again invite you to visit our websites, covest.com, charlescovest.com. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to Passion Points to Ponder. Invest in my books, Passionate People Produce Passionate Performance. And until next week, may your week be full of challenges, of more truth, of plenty of fun, plenty of learning, and an ever-increasing delight in the gift of life that you and I have been given at this moment in time, at this moment in the history of the universe. Have a great week. See you next week. Thanks for being with us. Bye.